Welcome to Got Invention Radio. I'm your host, Brian Fried, and tonight I have the winners of the Young Inventor Challenge, and I also have Julie Blake, who's responsible at the Chicago Toy and Game Fair. It was actually November 22nd, 2014, and we have the winners on our show. Julie, thank you so much for inviting these guests to the show.
Thanks for having us.
All right, so we have Kara Wendt, we have Julia Shopik, the 2014 senior winners. Hi, ladies.
Hi. Hello.
And the 2014 juniors, we have Michaela Hartunen and we have Kate Forden. Did I get everybody's names right?
Yes. You got Hartunen wrong.
Okay. Close enough. All right. I'm going to try again next time I say your name. All right. So the 2014 seniors and 2014 juniors, congratulations to both. So let's start off with Kate and Michaela, the 2014 juniors. Tell us a little bit about yourselves and tell us what you actually came up with.
Well, this is Kate. I'm 10 years old. And this is Michaela, and I'm 10 years old.
Okay.
And we created a game using ping pong balls and a drawer organizer. And the object of the game is to get ping pong balls connecting, going up and down or side to side.
Very interesting.
In the same color.
And what kind of rules are there?
What kind of rules? Well, you kind of want to be able to get the ball in one of the circles, and if somebody else gets their ball, like your opponent's ping pong ball goes in a hole that has your ball, your ping pong ball in it, they can take your ping pong ball out.
Okay.
There's also, oh, this is Michaela. There's also a bin in the middle of the table where if a ping pong ball of your color goes inside the bin, you choose a card and do the activity while taking your turn.
Very interesting. What made you come up with this type of game?
Well, this is Kate. Last year, we in fourth grade, we had to do a invention for our fourth grade ALPS unit, which is Accelerated Learning Program for students. And it's very fun. So we had to create a game because it was a learning process of creating a game. And you had a choice if you wanted to put your game into the Young Inventors Challenge in Navy Pier. And we decided, me and Michaela, that we really wanted to.
Well, aren't you glad you did?
That started.
That's great.
And then we decided to do it again this year.
Very nice. And what are your future plans for taking this game so everybody can use it? What are you going to do next?
This is Michaela. We're trying to sell it to a company and getting it patented and then selling it to a company.
Wow, that's fantastic. I wish you both the best of luck. Can I see the game now? Is it something that I could see or I can play with, or I have to wait until the big announcement of when your game comes out?
You're going to have to wait to the big announcement.
Okay, but when it comes out, can we keep in touch?
Sure.
All right. Congratulations to both of you, Michaela and Kate, the 2014 junior winners of the Young Inventor Challenge at the Chicago Toy and Game Fair. All right.
You.
Congratulations again to both of you. Are you going to come up with another game for next year, or are you going to focus just on this one?
That's hard to say. I think we're kind of going to figure out as we go, but let's find out soon
right.
enough. But we'll let you know.
Good. I want you both on my team. And you're still probably going to be juniors, so you'll have a chance to stay in that category too, right?
Actually, no. It ends when you're 11. So when we both turn 11, which will be next year, it turns out we have to go into the senior section, but we hopefully will win the seniors too, so we'll have to see.
I wish you both the best of luck. Congratulations again to both of you and to your families.
You,
that's a great accomplishment to have this kind of achievement under your belt. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Now let's get to bye-bye. Now let's get to the seniors, the 2014 seniors. We have Kara Wendt and Julia Shopik. Hopefully I won't get in trouble with both of you getting your names right.
That's right.
Okay, great. So tell us a little bit about yourselves, Kara and Julia.
All right. So this is Julia talking, and I'm 13 years old, and I go to the Waukesha STEM Academy. It's a charter school in Wisconsin, and it really talks about science, technology, engineering, and math. And so actually we started our toy in a class called STEM Inc. And what you do in that class is it really talks to you about business. So we really got introduced to that type of things at our school.
Very nice. And both of you go to school together?
Correct.
And you were on the same team. So what did you, and Kara, did you, how old are you also?
I'm 14. I actually just turned 14 on November 3rd this year.
Oh, congratulations. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So are you both, do you consider yourselves inventors before this game, or is this something like the first one that you really focused on and worked on?
Well, I've always really liked creating new things, so I guess it's kind of been a thing that stuck with me since I was really, really little. This is the first thing we've actually created to a prototype, but I've always been, you know, trying to create new designs and figure out different things that it could be used for.
That's great. And now you won this award. So please tell us, both of you, tell us what you actually came up with that made you win this award.
All right. So what it is it's called the Quick Start, and it's a long, clear plastic tube, and there's a hole at the top where you put a magnetic marble inside, and you have paddles, like a ping pong paddle, and it has a magnet on it. So you put the paddle up to the tube so then you can gain control of the magnetic marble inside. And then there are cups, actually PVC pipes, on the two ends of the tube. And it has a hole on the top in the tube, so then the magnetic marble can roll into the cup when you slide it in.
Wow. How did you come up with that?
Well, we were just kind of playing around with different ideas. Like, we wanted to make a strategic game, kind of like air hockey. And we thought, well, magnets are really cool. Everyone loves magnets, so why don't we try something with that? And then just kind of went from there.
That's really putting your science skills to the test with all this gravity and magnetic forces and everything else. Is that something that you really had to learn about, or do you credit your school for that?
Well, our school does teach a lot of science, so we kind of already learned about that. And then we just thought, what if we applied what our school teaches us also to our toy?
Very interesting. So what's you actually have a working prototype, and both of you can hang out and play this game?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
And did you do any test, any kind of marketing research? Did you have your friends over and try it out?
Well, actually, at our school, we have an invention convention. And so it started in sixth grade when we brought this idea to our school, obviously. And then we had the invention convention, and the kids really enjoyed it. So we kind of were really excited, and then we came to the Chicago Toy and Game Fair, and sadly we didn't win that year, but then we came the next year, and then we won.
Well, you know the difference now between the first time when you went and you didn't win and now winning. How, what can you share with us for the kids that are thinking about going to the next event? What kind of experience did you have, and how much did you love it?
Well, we learned that the first time that you go, obviously, you're not always going to win. We were very confident in our toy, but then we realized that, you know, confidence isn't always, like, the best thing to have when you're overconfident. So what we did was we took the judges' feedback and some of the other, like, visitors' feedback, and we applied it to our toy and made improvements. Then we returned the next year, and that's when we won.
Great. And you recommend kids all ages going to this? What do you think? And how can they be prepared to be winners like you?
school, they should be prepared to know that you're always going to get feedback no matter what. So even if your toy is incredible, you still might have to make improvements. So take criticism lightly. Don't take it to heart. And make sure that you're definitely prepared, because the judges have a lot of very detailed questions about your product, and you have to make sure that you know your product very well.
That's great advice. Who was that, Kara or Julia?
Kara.
Excellent. Thank you both. So what's in the plans now? What are you going to do? Is this something that you want to see out in the stores so everybody can buy it, especially the big kid like me?
This is Julia speaking, and we are actually working with an attorney to get a patent. And so we're going to try to work with some companies. I know we got a couple of business cards from Hasbro, so we want to work with them. And we want to get it manufactured.
Excellent. Well, I wish you the best of luck. It sounds like you're already on your way. You're both the 2014 seniors, the winners of the Young Inventor Challenge at Chicago Toy and Game Fair, which happened November 22nd, 2014. So you're still wearing that fresh crown on your head, huh?
Yep.
That's great. Congratulations to both of you. Now, Julie.
Thank you.
And please keep in touch. I want to look forward to seeing that in the stores also. It's really a very, very nice accomplishment. And you guys sound like you worked very hard.
Thank you.
So, Julie, between you and Mary Cousin, you've been working at the Chicago Toy and Game Fair and really making a tremendous impact on these kids. Just like what we heard now between Kara, Julia, Michaela, Kate. This is unbelievable, and I know firsthand from going to the Chicago Toy and Game Fair what you really do for the kids there and how much support and effort both of you, you and Mary, and I'm sure you have your whole team. I know both of you very well, but congratulations once again for another great year.
Thank you. Yeah, we're really proud of our winners and all of the participants this year. There were amazing, amazing entries as always, and this was our eighth year. And I can say that I played Kate and Michaela's game, Pingo Pongo, and Julia and Kara's game, Quick Start, and they were both very fun. So it was a great year, and we're really proud of our winners.
It's fantastic. Julie, what type of experience is there for the kids at the event, and how do they sign up and maybe to prepare themselves for the next year?
We have an online registration form on our website. And there's actually a workbook there that kids can download that walks them through the invention process. So that's a good way to help them prepare. And also, I think, yeah, the main thing is just to have fun with it and really, you know, be passionate about your toy. As Kara mentioned, you know, the judges are going to ask lots of questions, and it's important to kind of, you know, think about your toy and why it's fun and why it's different. And just be excited about it.
So what is it really based on? How do you really wow the judges there?
The judges, we had about 10 judges this year. They all come to it with their own unique perspective. But what they're looking for is something unique. And most importantly, I think something that's fun.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. And you're lucky you get to be a part of it every year and throughout the year.
Yes, definitely.
Can you share that website with us for anybody to download and have that workbook, and also for the rules in the next event?
Definitely, yes. So you can access that workbook at the Chicago Toy and Game Fair website, which is shytag.com.
And just
go to the Young Inventor Challenge page.
Okay, so it's shytag.com?
That's right, yeah.
Perfect. Do you have a date ready for the next year?
We don't actually, but it will be around the end of November.
Excellent. It usually is. I think one time it was on my birthday. That's great. All right. So, Julie, anything else that you want to kind of pass the word to the young inventors that are listening to this, that are thinking about going next year? Any words of wisdom? Any final words for us?
Sure. Well, I just want to say actually that, you know, there's some amazing prizes in addition to the experience that you can gain from just going and seeing all of the inspiring inventions that other kids are working on. You know, there's some amazing prizes to be won, and our lucky four winners this year are going to be winning a trip to the New York Toy Fair in February, which is really exciting. That trip is sponsored by Toy Industry Association and Quirky and Spin Master. And these kids are going to get to go to the New York Toy Fair and have a private tour and also have the opportunity to present an award at the Toy of the Year Awards. So there's lots to gain from entering in the contest in addition to just the experience of being there.
Fantastic. Julie, thank you so much. Julie Blake and all the kids that are on the line still, thank you so much for joining us. This has been Brian Fried from Got Invention Radio talking to you about the Young Inventors Challenge at Chicago Toy and Game Fair, which just happened November 22nd, 2014. Thank you again, Julie, Mary, all the kids. Have a great night and keep on inventing.